On the Bicast, we continue bringing you information and support. We have with us today Camille of Gay Rights. Welcome, Camille.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Camille, tell us a little bit about yourself and Gay Rights.
Sure. Well, I am 23 years old, living in New York. I graduated from journalism school a year ago and now work at an LGBT nonprofit. And I've been blogging at Gay Rights, which is hosted on Tumblr, for the last 4 years now, I think it is, and started a supplementary YouTube channel about six or seven months ago. And really, I have the time of my life with it. I call it almost a second job because I monitor it constantly. And I'm always blogging, always writing, always trying to figure out what the next thing to post is. But I've really enjoyed it, and I've been able to reach a lot of people with it and connect and meet with a lot of really great people through it.
I love how you really covered our concerns in your videos. And I really like your explanation of the gay bi problem, as you said in your second video, why you call yourself gay. I liked that a lot. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's something that I tried to keep myself, my individual life, as separate from the blog as I could when it started. I thought it would be more meaningful to just keep it kind of newsy. I call it a news and media blog, but I mostly just blog about what's happening in the news. And I didn't think that anybody really cared who I was or what my story about it was. But then I started inserting myself into posts and explaining more about my identity, and people were actually interested in it and engaged with me about it. So that's what inspired me to kind of start coming out and speaking more openly about things that actually happened in my personal life.
Well, thank you. It's a big help to all of us out here to have you talking about it. We can relate a whole lot to that.
I'm so glad.
You have some other videos, too, that just aren't bi-related. Can we touch on a few of those?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you talk about a few things on your videos. You talk about coming out on several different videos, actually. You talk about gay rights behind the scenes. I talked to Piers Morgan on how to be an ally.
Oh, yes. That was a fun one. I got a lot of angry comments on that.
Yeah, I imagine you did. Pretty cool.
So when I first started making YouTube videos, I thought that I would follow the same format of the blog, which was like newsy videos and my commentary on those. But those actually didn't do as well as the ones, again, where I was sharing all of my personal experiences and general views. So the first time I made a video about bisexuality, it was called Bisexual Jeopardy, I think, with my friend Brian, who's also on YouTube and on Tumblr and sort of social media things. So we both identify as either bi or queer or not gay, not straight. We thought it would be fun to kind of answer a lot of the questions that people generally have and the misconceptions about bisexuality, and that video was pretty well received. So I started doing a little bit more on my own experiences of being a bi person and what the media coverage of bisexuality looks like. And the one that sparked the Bi Erasure series, which is right now the thing that I'm probably most proud of on YouTube, was this celebrity who came out, Crystal Bowersox of American Idol, who tweeted something about, like, let's get this straight, I'm bi, or something like that. And so she called herself bisexual in this coming out tweet. And then there were tens of headlines that said Crystal Bowersox comes out as gay, which just infuriated me because she did the exact opposite of that. She literally handed us, not literally, she handed us the label to use to talk about her identity, and media completely ignored it. So that's what sparked this whole sort of inner reflection of what language I use to describe my own identity, as well as what other people in the world do and the different implications of it. So from there, I've just gone on, and it's been other people have connected with it, and it's also been a great chance for me to really think about, like, who I am as a person and as a bisexual person, and all the different things that go into that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the Bi-Erasure series. That was pretty neat.
Thank you.
Nothing to go over. It's pretty. Now, like you mentioned, you got quite a bit of feedback about quite a few of them, but can you talk more about the feedback you got on the Bi-Erasure ones?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the last video, the I Don't Feel Queer Enough video, the response from that was incredible. It was, I mean, there's always a couple of angry commenters, but for the most part, it was people who just saying, thank you for posting this, I agree with you so much. And I honestly had no idea that there were so many people online who cared about bisexual issues, maybe because I had some inner biphobia, I guess, that made me not really connect with the online bi community. So in my sort of accidentally or not accidentally ignoring it, I didn't realize that it was there. But upon making those videos, I found that so many people were struggling with these issues. And I, you know, I just happened to have a platform online where I can talk about it. And like I said before, finding people to connect with who feel similarly, it's just been absolutely incredible. So as soon as that video launched, I just got all of these comments thanking me for it. And it was really like, made me feel very humble and good. And I was just overwhelmed by the response to that.
Yeah, there's a big, giant community. I had no idea was there either until last year. So, yeah, it's much needed. And that's one of the most common things I hear is, I don't feel bi enough. And it's like, I just love reassuring people that, you know, if you think you're bi, you're bi.
Exactly.
And that's bi enough.
Right.
That is it.
No, and it's like I said, like, I had no idea that it was really something that people were interested in talking about, because we don't hear about it in the media, you know. If you hear about a same-sex couple in the media, they're more than likely going to be referred to as a gay couple or a lesbian couple. And I've been in relationships with guys and with girls, and I've never been in a gay or lesbian relationship because I've never been gay or lesbian. So,
exactly. I don't know if you're familiar with Carl Schickner, who did Rose by Any Other Name, but what he asked me, but I asked him, well, have you ever been in a gay or what kind of relationship have you been in, like gay or lesbian? He goes, well, like, bisexual. They've all been bisexual.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah, I misspoke before. Yeah. Like, when I was, you know, when I have dated guys before, that doesn't mean that I was in a straight relationship, because I was not straight at the time. I just, you know, dating a guy is perfectly within the realm of what a bisexual woman can do. So
yeah,
I was still in a bi relationship.
Exactly. No, you said it right. So you talk about all kinds of things on your blog. You have all kinds of sections, which is, and you're very inclusive of all the whole LGBT community, which I do appreciate a lot.
Thank you.
Can you tell me more about what you include on this site? I just recently saw you posted something about my own home state, Oregon, where the Medicaid is finally trying to catch up with the trans medical problems.
Yes,
and that was appreciated.
Yep, definitely. Strides for trans healthcare everywhere. I think trans care in general and acceptance of trans people and culture is such a huge thing that we need to be paying attention to. I mean, Time called it, what, the next civil rights. I've worked really hard to be as inclusive as possible of all the identities that could possibly exist under the queer spectrum, and I'm learning every day about it. But in terms of the actual content, so I have a journalism background, and I started out wanting to mostly post news, like daily news in the queer community, as well as media. And when I say media, I mean, like, not necessarily watchdog stuff, but like overlooking or overseeing what happens mm-hmm. in the media, like pointing out when a publication covers a queer issue in a particularly disrespectful or shameful way, or when something is done really well, or when there's something questionable that I think is worth kind of debating and talking over. So I just really mm-hmm. like sort of stepping back and looking at all the different ways that we're talking about queer issues and kind of fostering conversations about them.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. So that kind of leads me into the next question for you. What is your mission with gay rights?
My mission is to start conversations, which I think I've been able to do, and I'm really thankful for that. I mean, everything that I post, the goal is to get people to read it and to comment on it and to engage with it. I try to post pretty much only things that I think I would enjoy reading, or that apply to me or other people. And I know maybe that's not the right way of phrasing it, because my interests are not the same as that of all of my readers. But I don't know. I think it's really important to not just think about the issues that we see in the headlines every day. You know, everybody and their mother knows what's going on with, you know, marriage equality, rah, rah, we're doing well. But there's so much more to it than that. And there's so many other things going on in queer communities at every level. So I'm doing my best to talk about as many of them as possible. And I know I don't do a perfect job, and my work is supplemented by the thousands of other LGBT bloggers who are doing the same thing. But the more of us are chiming in, I think the more likely we are to cover as much as possible.
I have to agree with you there. Keep it up. That's great work.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to add, Camille?
Not really. I'm honestly very grateful to have been able to join in this kind of work and to, like I said, to meet so many amazing people through it. So it's really been an honor, as much work as it is, and as stressful as it is sometimes when news breaks, to jump on Tumblr and blog about it. I have really enjoyed the conversations and meeting everybody through it.
Well, we'll keep track of you, okay?
Thank you so much.
And we'll be posting all of Camille's links here to her site and to her YouTube videos. I want to thank you for coming on today.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. It was great talking.
All right, you guys, I want you all to remember that you're not wrong, you're not broken, and you're not alone. You're a human being, and you're bisexual. Okay, bye. All right, bye.
Bye.
No, you did perfect. I think we covered everything. I just want to make sure that everybody got an overview of the website and what was available.
I could also add another component to YouTube stuff, which is talking about like all the questions that I get. Really talk about that because half of the videos that I make really are in response to things that people ask me that I just don't have the capacity to answer every day. So I could add something about that if you want.
Go ahead. Yes, please do.
Sure. Another way that I find video content is also looking to my readers and the questions that they ask me on a pretty much daily basis. So my readership is mostly young people, middle schoolers, high schoolers, some of them who have really strong networks of queer friends and supportive family, and some of them who don't and who are looking online really for their core of support. So I get asked pretty much every day, you know, how do I come out to my parents? I have a crush on my same-sex best friend. What do I do? Or how do I start a GSA? I have a full-time job. I wish I could answer all of them as they come in, but it's just not possible. So every once in a while, if I get a lot of questions that are along the same theme, then I'll just make a video and talk about it. So that's where the coming out video actually originated. I was just getting so many questions about how to come out and when to come out. And instead of, you know, saying the same thing every time and maybe forgetting one point, depending on who I was talking to, I just thought I would put them all into one video. And that has done really well. Which is amazing. It amazes me that like 18,000 people are able. It's been, you know, clicked on 18,000 times. Like really, like that's just my face.
So just think of it as that's 18,000 people that you helped that probably would not have gotten that help.
It's it's an amazing
feeling.
That's
impressive. That's impressive. Yeah.
And being on YouTube is also so different and such a different thing from when I started this because I really had no intention of ever making it something that was attached to my name or my personal brand, which I say in air quotes because I really hate that phrase. But now I'm as out there as ever because this is my face on people's screens actually saying things. So it's really intimidating. every video is like maybe 5 or 6 minutes max, but I have like an hour and 20 minutes of footage of me just like stuttering and rambling and tripping over myself and like taking deep breaths and being like, it's okay, you can do this.
Uh-huh. I know. At least here are our outtakes. They're pretty amazing.
Oh, I bet.
Thanks again. I appreciate that. And I'll just splice that in there for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. I do appreciate your work, too. Those are great videos. There's a lot of people there that just really need that kind of thing. Actually, one of your videos just tried to run. You know, they helped me a lot. Because, you know, I'm 57. I'm an old woman, but I just came out last year and I, you know, scoured YouTube. And yours is one of those I came across and it was like, it was very empowering for me. Oh. It really was.
Thank you. That means a lot. I know the comments have been so moving and overwhelming. Like I said, I mean, sometimes like the stuff that people have sent me just for being on YouTube or for being gay on the internet, you can deal with so much hatred and so many just mean and also invisible people who just try to cut you down for no reason. But like I step back and I look at the comments, things like that, and it's like, okay, so this is why I do this work and this is why all of us do this work.
Exactly. Thanks again, Camille. All right.
Thanks.
Keep your head up.
You too.
Keep on trudging along.
Keep on keeping on.
You bet. Bye. The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.
This is Saint Zero from the Headphone Bleed, and you're listening to the Bicast. Symptoms may include an open mind, sense of community, shinier hair, and whiter teeth.
Results may vary.
You can catch me every Saturday night at www.live365.com/stations/Saint Zero.
You fit that.